to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
It's only a dream. Power Chord. Every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
In the velvet darkness of the blackest night, burning bright, there's a guiding star. No matter what or who you are, there's a light over at the we
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. You are currently listening to AFI covering the classic Misfits song, Halloween. You can find that song off of AFI's All Hallows EP. And I start off today's show with a cover of Over at the Frankenstein Place, which is originally from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And that cover was done by Alkaline Trio. That song, you can find, I believe, there was a tribute album put out called the Rocky Horror Punk Rock Show, which is a bunch of Rocky Horror songs covered by various punk rock bands like Alkaline Trio. Or you can find it off of their B-sides and rarities album type thing. It's called Remains and Scraps, actually. It's a two-disc set, if you're interested in finding those out. I hope you guys are having a great week so far. Halloween is obviously this weekend. Hopefully you guys have your costumes and good times planned out. I got to work Friday and Saturday, so we'll see how that goes. This music is pretty creepy. It's pretty great. I am enjoying this. Yeah, and so while you guys are out having a good time, I will be working, having probably an all right time, but not as good of a time as I could be having. Oh well, there's always next year, I suppose. And so, surprise, I'm going to be doing a Halloween show today, which I think I mentioned last week. And so I'll be playing a lot of songs that are spooky, scary, maybe? Songs that have to do with classic and predictable Halloween themes, and a lot of songs that have to do with death. Death is a very, very strong theme today, and it's not because I wanted it to be. It's just when I was looking up songs to play, death seems to be a very common theme amongst many of the recording artists whom I like to play on my show. So there we go. If you wanted to check out my playlists online, I do post them on the internet at weallfalldown.citr.blogspot.com. And if you like what you hear today, and you maybe, for whatever reason, want to re-listen to my radio show, you can download podcasts of my show and for other shows on CITR through our website, which is citr.ca for your information. So right now, let's just get right into it. I'm going to start off this next set with The Misfits, of course. As much as I wanted to play the Monster Mash, like every other song, I don't know how cool you guys would be with that. In fact, I don't know if anyone would really be into that right now, but I thought about it. I thought about playing Monster Mash and Thriller every other song, but I won't. Don't worry. Did you know that the Monster Mash was actually part of an entire album? It wasn't just a single. The guy, like, I don't even know his name. The guy who wrote and performed the Monster Mash did a whole album of music like that. And they were all, like, I looked it up and my friend downloaded it and showed it to me. And it's all, like, it's 12 songs or something like that of all, like, two word titles, and they're all like alliterations, and it's like adjective and then noun, like Monster Mash or like Spooky Specters, and they all kind of sound the same. It's just the lyrics are a little bit different in every song, and now you know. So maybe if you are planning a Halloween party, you could go download that Monster Mash album and then play that for all of your guests, and they will love you. They'll have such a good time. Really, take my word on this. I'm gonna stop talking now. I'm gonna get to some Misfits, and then I'm gonna play some metal and a bunch of Halloween-y type songs. So here we go. This is a Halloween show, Halloween edition of We All Fall Down on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Stop! in hell, forged by fire and harder than drum steel, comes the new album from Three Inches of Blood, There Wait Thy Doom, featuring 11 hardcore, evil tracks from the biggest defenders of traditional heavy metal. There Wait Thy Doom is available in stores now.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
I don't give a fuck what you're doing to me. I don't wanna be alone tonight. I'm gonna walk with the
All right, that was MXPX with their song Christmas Night of the Living Dead. Now, I know that it's kind of Christmassy, but it's kind of not at the same time. Zombies, right? I surprisingly have a large amount of music that is both Christmas and Halloween related, mostly Nightmare Before Christmas stuff. I've been thinking about playing it, but I'm not sure. I don't know how. I'm feeling pretty spooktacular, but I don't know how Christmassy I'm feeling, even though I do love that holiday season. We'll see how that goes. Before MXPX, I played King Kong and Barbecue Show off of their album What's for Dinner. That song was called Zombies, and I started off that set with the Misfits off of their classic album Walk Among Us. That song's called Astro Zombies. A little bit of a zombie set for you right there. The Misfits are coming to town November 11th, I do believe. And speaking of zombies, apparently that is one of the most popular costume ideas, at least here in Vancouver. I have a friend that works at a costume shop, and she was telling me that a lot of really popular ones that people have been coming up with have been zombies and John and Kate. I really don't know who those people are, but I looked them up, and they look like regular people. John and Kate plus 8, which makes me assume that they were popular because they had 8 kids or something. I don't really know. I've obviously fallen out of the loop. Anyways, and another popular one was Dog the Bounty Hunter and his wife, Beth, for whatever reason. Is there some kind of, like, amazing cable revolution going on right now? Has Dog made a huge comeback? I really don't know. I haven't had cable for a very long time. I just buy the DVDs of TV shows that I know I like, usually HBO ones. That is my story. And so hopefully you guys have some kind of sweet costume planned out. Now, girls, just want to put this out there. I went to a Halloween party last year in Victoria, and swear to God, every single girl there was dressed up as a sexy devil or a slutty angel or whatever. And so let's be a bit more creative, okay? Let's not do the sexy devil thing or the, you know, slutty slut. Let's just not do that, okay? Agreed. Excellent. I wanted to tell you guys all about the history of Halloween, not too lecture-like, but I found this interesting because I was talking to my friend Susanna the other day, and she was from Eastern Europe, and she did not really, they don't really do Halloween-y stuff there. And so when she came here, she was kind of confused about what she had to do, and she was like, okay, I get that people have to dress in costumes, but I don't really understand why, and I don't know what's going on. So I had to explain it to her, and it was interesting because then she started to tell me about what they started to do in the country where she's from. And where she's from, they celebrate All Saints Day, which is November 1st, and that's kind of that's tied to Halloween, because Halloween is traditionally, it comes from a bunch of different, like, cultures and traditions, but one interpretation is that it is All Hallows Eve, or the eve of All Saints Day, which is November 1st. And actually, November 2nd is All Souls Day, I believe. And so anyways, where she's from, they celebrate All Saints Day on November 1st. And it's not so, they don't do the Halloween thing, really. It's kind of just, it is a memorial for all the saints that have, if you're really into, like, theology, I guess it's part of the Christianity belief. And yeah, so it was interesting to hear how she hadn't really done the Halloween thing before. And it's also, I think Halloween is also has roots in the Celtic holiday Samhain, or apparently it's pronounced Samhain. It looks like Samhain, but apparently you don't pronounce it like that. And so a whole bunch of different countries and different cultures do the Halloween thing and the All Saints Day thing differently. And if you know people from that aren't from North America, perhaps you would like to ask them about what they do. Like in Spain, they celebrate Dia de los Muertos. So there we go. That is information for you, and hopefully you have learned something. And so I am going to play a song called All Saints Day. It's by a band called Annual Notice by the Trail of Dead. I really like these guys. I've seen them like 5 times in concert, and they were here recently, and I miss them. And it wasn't because I was busy. I just totally forgot. Oops. Which seems to happen fairly often. So here we go. This is All Saints Day by And You'll Notice by the Trail of Dead on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Spy 2. speckled with lovers for sight, till the morning came fresh with a new laugh. Will you dance with me now, heavens, child, sang the clown. We've nothing to lose but your ring and my frown. We're over the hills and the valleys will ring to the sound of our love singing through. So tell me why no one's listening.
All right, you just heard Death Clock off of their album, The Death Album. That song is called Awaken, a song all about a lake troll called Moosta Crackish. Trolls are pretty Halloween-y, right? Yes, let's just say that they are. Before Death Clock, I played Flogging Molly off of their album Drunken Lullabies. That song was called May the Living Be Dead in Our Wake. And Flogging Molly are actually playing a show in town tonight and tomorrow night, both at the Commodore Ballroom. Ah, and I don't know if I'm busy tonight. I'm supposed to hang out with a friend, but he has maybe kind of gotten back to me, and I want to hang out with him, but if he's busy and I can't, I want to know right now so I can go get tickets, so I can go to this Flogging Molly show, because I want to see the openers, Gallows, who I played before Flogging Molly. I played Gallows off of the album Grey Britain. That song was called Graves. I really want to go see them, and I'm whining, and you guys don't care if I'm whining or not. And before Gallows, I played The Hives off of their album Tyrannosaurus Hives. That song's called Abra Cadaver. Prior to that was Randy off of their album Randy the Band. That song was called Going Out with the Dead. And I started off that set with And You'll Know Us by the Trail of Dead off of their EP The Secret of Elena's Tomb. That song was called All Saints Day. If you wanted to check out my playlists online, I do post them on the internet at wealfalldown.citr.blogspot.com. And as always, you can download podcasts for my show and for other CITR shows through our website, which is citr.ca. Right now, I want to play a band that I've never played on my show before. I'm someone who finds a lot of things hilarious, just in general, and especially when things aren't supposed to be hilarious. It just happens. I like to laugh, have a good time, and one of those things is a Cradle of Filth. I can't take them seriously, and I'm sorry if you are a huge fan of them. I just find them way too hilarious for reasons that I can't really get into right now, but I am going to play some Cradle of Filth for you right now. Come on, even the name, even their band name sounds pretty silly in my opinion, but that's just my opinion, and maybe you are a huge Cradle of Filth fan. In that case, then you should be stoked that I am playing a song called Saffron's Curse. It's okay, actually. It's all right. I figure, you know, Halloween, we're talking about ghouls and demons and shit like that. And, you know, the genre of metal is pretty into Satan and dark themes. I don't know what I'm talking about, but I'm going to play Cradle of Filth. This is a song called Saffron's Curse on 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver.
Snowfall may be staked with the sad and damned. The rent may Useless. I promise you, we've got this far, and I'm not stopping now.
pretty silly. You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. This has been We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. You just heard the Black Dahlia Murder off of their album Nocturnal. That song is called What a Horrible Night to Have a Curse, which is, of course, from Castlevania 2, Simon's Quest. Shut up!
That's awesome. Oh,
shut up, okay. Before Black Dahlia Murder, I played the Briefs off of their album Steal Your Heart. That song's called My Girl Wants to Be a Zombie. Before that, Comeback Kid off of Wake the Dead, that was the title track, and I started off that set with Cradle of Filth off of Midian. That song's called Saffron's Curse. I can't take them seriously. I'm sorry, that it was just too silly. It was a good song, and I enjoyed it, but I probably didn't enjoy it in the deep, dark, and brooding way that a lot of people probably do. So, there we go. That's my show. I hope you guys all have a safe weekend and a good time. Coming up next, we have Robin with the Inkstead Show, the show all about comic books, so stay tuned for that. I don't think I have time to play another song, so that's okay. I'll just play a bunch of PSAs and station IDs, and there we go. If you want to check out my playlist online, you can do so at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com, and as always, you can download podcasts at citr.ca. That's it. Have a great week, guys. I'll be back next Thursday.
You people feel like making some noise tonight?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Cookie Monster's favorite radio station.
Good night, Chicago! Brutal!
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean, they...
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
I know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.